In the heartland, there's a place you'll find our cave and our freedoms to find. Homestead dreams and off-grid delight. A community bathed in love's pure light. Pioneers seeking a simple way, working the land each and every day, feeling the earth beneath their feet, finding solace in this haven sweet, where the heart finds haven, where spirits soar. In the embrace of love forevermore, our cave and sanctuary true.
All right, I guess we're on the air. I don't know. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozark on Friday. It is Friday, the 5th day of April, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcast begins right now at Republic Broadcasting with my show, the John Moore Show, and we do begin, I'm proud to say, with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hat, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to check all your stored food. I was sitting next to Chance Gibson last night at dinner here at the Hear the Watchman event. And yes, I am Dallas, not the Ozarks, by the way. And it just occurred to me that the proper tip of the day should be to check all your stored food. Make sure it's in good condition, ready for consumption, and that there have been no issues with moisture or insects or anything else getting to that stored food. All right. Randy Parker should be joining us here soon. I don't know why he hasn't. I got a text message that he's ready to go, and he should be calling in here momentarily. Hopefully that will be the case here. All right. Yes, I am at the Hear the Watchman event in Dallas, Texas, at the beautiful Hilton Hotel. We had a great dinner last night. My wife and I got to meet Dave Hodges in person for the first time. I've known Dave for, 15, 16 years, a long time. This is my first opportunity to meet Dave in person. I got to see Stan Johnson. I haven't seen Pastor Johnson for probably 20-plus years. He's sent me on two nationwide speaking tours in less than 1 year. He'd never done that with any speaker before. And let's see, Pastor Paul Begley. Haven't seen Pastor Paul Begley for about, 2019. Maybe it was 2019. I got to meet Pastor Begley again, get caught up with him a little bit. And Chance Gibson, like I say, Chance and his lovely wife sat right next to my wife and I last night for dinner. Let's see. Mike and Jeannie, the host of this event, were sponsoring the whole deal. They were at dinner at our table last night also. Great, great event. I don't know why Randy isn't connected. He should be connected. We'll see what happens here. I don't know. Maybe he's having some issues at his place. Let's see. Okay, I don't know what's going on with Randy. It's live radio, is always a hoot. Anyway, Randy's here too. We'll be here once we get the technical things squared away. To represent the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. down near beautiful Harrison, Arkansas. My wife and we're down there a few months ago. Now the things are greening up. We'll probably get back down there again for a day or two. It's a truly beautiful location, located in one of the safe havens. That's what Ark Haven is. It's in one of the safe havens as designated by the scientists at the U.S. Navy. Don't fool yourself. The U.S. Navy has some brilliant men and women working as scientists for them. They, all the services are always competing for geniuses to be part of their service, all the services to do that. The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, the Space Force, they're all competing for geniuses. And I've met some of these men and women and found out the recruiting process of how they go about that. It begins with testing of high school students. And these are IQ tests, among other things. These services are quickly notified that there's a genius that's popped up, a young man or young woman, high school student. And they begin the recruiting process, attempting to get them to join their service by various incentives, which can be quite compelling, by the way. Quite compelling and very decent, very nice. Getting back to Ark Haven, we have it's a very special situation there. The founder of Ark Haven he passed away 2 days ago. Very unfortunate situation. Their brother Ken had been sick for some time, but he passed away, and God bless Ken for doing what he did more than half a century ago to get this whole deal going. Ken Updegrove, great guy. He started this in 1971. What's that, 52 years ago, 54, 53 years ago? That's a track record. And I'm glad he lived long enough to see this project become a growing, stable, beautiful project, the Ark Haven project. And it will continue for many decades in the future. What they've done there, what Randy Parker and Ken and others have done, is put together a project that will survive the decades to the future. So I'm going to see if Randy can call in the call-in number. He may not have it. So I'll give Randy the call-in number here if I can figure out how to make this telephone work. This new smartphone has all these features that I don't have a clue how to work. We'll figure it out here. Okay. All right. Get this to go away. It's amazing. All right. Okay. I'll put the number here. Get it in here. 512-248-8252. We'll get it in. Okay. So maybe I can get my engineer to call them. He should have their phone number too, but he doesn't. All right. Ark Haven. The time I spent there touring, they have more than 12 miles of roads. Touring with Randy and his lovely wife, Leah. When there's leaves in the trees, most of the time you can't see many of these homes. Most homes, you can't see another home from the premises of your home that you've built for yourself. Very private. Very private. And let's see if we can get my engineer to give them a call. All right. Give this call here. 417-294. And here we go. We'll figure this out some way. All right. Randy, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on the telephone, no internet connection this morning.
I'm on the sky from.
Okay, you're on the telephone, but we're not getting everything you say. Is Leah with us also, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, Leah. Well, we had Brother Guptagrow passed away a couple of days ago. We thought he was getting better, but he had a turn for the worse. And I'm so glad that Ken was able to see his vision become reality, become a sustainable project that will go many decades in the future. For him, that had to be truly a blessing, wasn't it, Randy?
It was. You know, that was an ultimate goal that the Lord laid on my heart when I first met Brother Ken. You know, Leah actually found Brother Ken years ago and then reunited in 2019 and got me to meet him. But we really felt like the Lord laid it on our heart to fulfill that he gave him in 1971, and it was my honor doing that.
Absolutely. Well, I've known Ken Guptagrow myself for a number of years. I was helping him market a cave, a very large cave for sale, and that was my interaction with Ken for a number of years. We never sold the cave, at least I didn't. But I finally learned about Arkhaven, and once I found out about it, it really caught my attention as a beautiful place for people to move to raise a family, a beautiful place to retire to and enjoy life, a great place to live no matter what circumstances, right, Randy?
That's right. And, you know, Ken loved it. He loved being on the land. He loved being involved. You know, he was so healthy up until this incident, or we thought, but, for a man to be able to see his legacy come to fruition is amazing. And we're so glad that we got to spend the time that we did with him.
Well, one thing I learned very early in life, and Vietnam, is you never know when you bid adieu to somebody, which you don't know if that will be the last time. You simply don't, and that became my reality as a 20-year-old. As civilians, we don't necessarily think that way, do we, Randy?
We don't take this great life that the Father's given us for granted, and we're not promised another day. And this is a sober reminding of that. You know, Lee and I got to go and visit Brother Ken a week or so ago, and he was very frail, but it was amazing to get to see him. And the fact that, you know, Ken, you did it. You did exactly what God asked you to do, and I thought that was an amazing last.
It is. It is. I've known many men and women over the decades that they never quite achieve whatever their goal that may be. And while in the meantime having a good life, a full life, and a productive life, so Ken was very blessed that he was able to achieve this goal, wasn't he, Randy?
He was. Can you imagine in 1971 God giving you a vision of doing this and then starting that, the pushback that you would have gotten? So many people would have given up, and now after the recourse of all the down pressures that came from sharing that with people.
Well, 1971, I was a young adult. I was back from Vietnam. I was in college studying to become a paralegal. Richard Nixon was president. The Vietnam War had four more years to go in 1971. Our society, our country, our culture has changed dramatically in 53 years, hasn't it, sir?
Man, it doesn't. I was in the second grade in 1971, and I still vaguely remember things. But, you know, the 70s and 80s, I always heard my grandfather say, man, you know, talk about how life had changed. My goodness, it's not the same world at all. In so many different ways.
Not at all. But something that hasn't changed in 53 years is people still desire a fun, safe, a beautiful place to live. That hasn't changed at all, has it?
It is not, you know. And, you know, it's so easy to grab things that are going wrong in this country, but we still live in a beautiful place with lots of freedoms, and I feel so honored and blessed to be where we are. And, you know, when people come out and see our cave, and I tell them, if you don't watch TV or you're not on the radio or you're not doing that, you won't know anything's going on around here. It's a very different place. And when people come from the cities and they come here, they're overwhelmed not only by the quiet and the tranquility of the terrain that we live in and the area that we live in, but also the surrounding area, the minds, talking about like-minded people, whether you're in Brent or Harrison or some of the other smaller surrounding towns, you're going to find that when people talk about sustainable lifestyles and prepping, a lot of the old-timers will laugh at you because it's just a way of their life that they've been doing for generations.
That's right. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll see the Art Haven panel given very special, prominent location, the top left corner of my website. When you go there, thelibertyman.com, when you click on that panel, you begin your education, seeing the beautiful photograph, reading about it. And, of course, we have listeners who don't have Internet access. And for them, we got a telephone number. I'll give it twice slowly. 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. If you call that number, it'll probably be answered during normal business hours. If not, leave a message. And Arc Haven can help people who don't have Internet by mailing material, can't you, Randy?
Yeah, I have the Internet, and that's the only way that you need stuff, and then we can arrange the download and mail you things that you need.
Well, I have neighbors that have heard the Internet, but they don't know quite what it is. They may have seen a smartphone, but don't own one. And they have a fun, full, prosperous life in the absence of smartphones and Internet. And there's probably neighbors nearby at Arc Haven and near Harrison that are the same way, aren't there?
Yes, sir, I'm sure there are. We have effectively a couple of neighbors that live here that they chose to be completely off-grid. The old, you know, we're off-grid in a sense. We have a running toilet and all the amenities that you would think that you're in a normal city with the way that we live it. Or some that want the primitive life and they want that discipline, and I honor them for that.
I met a gentleman once. He was an heir to one of the beer fortunes. I won't mention which one, but he had an architect build him a duplicate of a French chalet that basically duplicated the way people lived two, 3 centuries ago. Unusual man, to say the least. But it was a beautiful place, by the way, with original artwork and 20-foot ceilings. Right. But people can build a one-room log cabin similar to what Davy Crockett had two centuries ago, or they could build a duplicate of the Yellowstone Lodge or anything in between, couldn't they?
They can and they do. We have different types of business and different variety homes. And listen, people can come with their own ideals that they have and build from there. And so there's so many different opportunities and developers and contractors that will take care of the home that you want in a custom. Or there are some people that are true homesteaders. They move on their land. They put up an RV and they start working their land as they're building their permanent home. So everyone transitions a different way. Everyone's skill levels are different. And that's one of the great things about living like this. You can rely on your neighbors on teaching their skills.
That's right.
And their
that's
experiences.
Right. We'll talk more about the neighbors and how they rely on them after the break. We'll be right back.
attention, freedom-loving patriots, are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information, from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, Liz Doane. We're back. This hour is sponsored by the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, a place where you can raise a family, a place where you can retire, a place where you can just enjoy life, a place with four seasons, but none of them extreme. We get relatively short, relatively mild winters. We have summers that are hot, but not so hot as Arizona, and a beautiful spring and a beautiful fall. Right, Randy?
Each year we look forward to each season for different reasons, but it's very beautiful. And I've always said one of the things that make it such a safe haven is the soft climate and the soft terrain. Easy to adapt to.
Well, if somebody likes Arkhaven and they decide they want to look into it deeper, there is a vetting process where Arkhaven determines if these folks are suitable, and the folks determine if Arkhaven is suitable for them. This process has stood the test of time, 53 years, proving that it works, and we end up with both parties, the new people coming to Arkhaven, and the Arkhaven people already there are compatible. And that's one of the keys to success that we've had for 53 years, isn't it, Randy?
It goes both ways. Dr. Leah does a lot of the vetting as a couple other people, but, you know, the Lord's given us to discern well as the people that are coming to, as we meet and talk on the phone and go through the process. excuse me, that we're able to see who we are and to make sure that this is a place that's good for both sides.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to people helping people, it's not just a happenstance matter. There's structure and organization. Tell us about the first responders that are being organized there, if you would, please, Randy.
Sir, in fact, we had a prayer meeting last night, and are the first responders are some of them are ex-military, ex-police, and anytime that there's an incident on the land, whether it's pictures or a car wreck or something that's directly on our land, then a first responder is called, and we get together and go and take care of it. For example, the other day, and this is outside the first responders, we had a fire, and it was put on signal, and I was so impressed by the amount of that came and the response. In fact, we beat the fire department there, and once the fire got there and saw that we had the equipment and the manpower, they looked at us and said, "Y'all mind if we leave? It looks like you guys have all the equipment and stuff that you need. We need to get on to the next one." And away they went, and we obviously put out the fire and did the thing. But that's actually growing to all different types of examples that a person could put in play. And so it's always better to go with multiple people to do things like this.
Right, right. So the first responders can respond to a fire. They can respond to an emergency such as, maybe a working with heavy equipment, tractors and backhoes and trucks and things. There can be accidents, and there will be accidents. That's expected. And the first responders will come and lend aid very, very quickly, won't they?
They will. And so a medical group that's meeting that includes doctors and nurses and all types of medical staff that are receiving that way if they're needed, and they're called in as well. And all those things are growing. Of course, that's an end-game plan that is practiced and fine-tuned. And because, a lot of mistakes that a lot of people in MAG groups make is they don't practice enough or they don't put their skills into play before things happen. And, of course, when they do, always holes in it.
Well, something, Arc Haven is a place where things are suggested and not necessarily rules or regulations, but I would suggest that Arc Haven suggests to everybody when it comes to using chainsaws that all persons using a chainsaw wear chaps, the special chainsaw chaps, leather boots, leather gloves, and one of these special helmets with a face shield. I've seen firsthand what happens if a chainsaw very lightly touches a leg or very lightly touches an arm. That's some of the most grievous injuries I've ever seen. A chainsaw injury is very unforgiving, isn't it?
It is. In fact, as a young, I took a job cutting limes, civil engineer, and I accidentally got the blade in vines, and the vines kicked the blade back, and it cut my leg. And that was actually my first week on the job. I was very embarrassed, but it took a lot of stitches, and it was a gnarly cut.
That's right. That's right. Well, these my Kevlar chaps have a number of places where the chainsaw very lightly touched it, and the Kevlar chap saved me from giving one of these really bad injuries. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm often got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We add to my COVID panel two or three times a week with new information. In fact, my speech tomorrow at the Hear the Watchman event will be about the worst crime in human history, the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clout shot. Visiting with Randy and Leah, we're talking about the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. There's a panel at my website dedicated to that. And Leah, when you're working with a man or woman or a couple that is considering Arkhaven, the goal is to make sure that everybody's satisfied and there's no massive mistakes made. Investing time and money in a project like Arkhaven is a big undertaking for most people. And the result of the vetting is to make sure that everybody's satisfied and nobody's disappointed. Is that correct, Leah?
Yes, and we just want to make sure that everybody knows what they're getting into when they move to an area, because a lot of times people aren't really understanding exactly what it entails to do homesteading. There's a lot that's involved.
That's right. That's right. Well, could you define homesteading for us so people know what you're talking about, please?
Well, we that people have anything from 5 to 10 acres of land, depending on what they're wanting to do, and then we help them, you know, get the wells for their home, and they we don't have our sewer system is is septic, so people have to learn about that. And then when we say homesteading, we're talking about determining if they want to just grow vegetables or if they want to have animals, and we get into what all of that entails.
Right. So there's some folks who want to have more traditional homestead where they're growing their fruits and vegetables and maybe have some chickens, and others who just as soon get all their food from the supermarket. Is that somewhat accurate?
Well, some people are still locally. We try to buy locally when we can. And some people aren't physically able to get out. That's why we have some set aside areas for people that would like to co-op and do greenhouses and things like that. And we're getting that ramped up right now. We've ordered a lot for our greenhouses, and hopefully we'll have more of that going by the summertime.
Well, a greenhouse is a big help. Obviously, it keeps the rabbits and squirrels and deer from eating up your food, and also extends the growing season to possibly be all year long, depending on how it's set up, doesn't it, Leah?
It does. Andy, several gentlemen now that are growing specific things that you can grow pretty much all year round, and then we're going to be learning more. We've even had a lady that came and taught foraging.
Well, foraging is something that I've done very much of it, but the men and women I've talked to that do it a lot, they say it's very time-consuming on one hand. On the other, you can find all kinds of tasty, nutritious things out in the forest, can't you?
Absolutely. Rick talks about that this land has a ecosystem that you cannot actually replace or, you know, there's a lot of areas that he's keeping in our common areas. You just can't redo those things. There are herbs that grow there. Of course, you know, the Morales people forage for those this time of year.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Men and women, they're looking for these morel mushrooms. A lot of times they'll have a place where they know they grow, and they will keep that a secret as a nuclear secret, won't they?
Well, indeed. It's like ginseng, you know?
Same thing with ginseng, if not more so. It's a whole different culture where things are done, things are valuable that city people don't know even exist. Right, Randy?
Do not. You know, and as I got the cobwebs off when we were reconsidering the agrarian homestead life, it's been a lot of fun trying to get back into that and to really understand the dynamics. And I tell you, it never ends. You're never going to get it all done. And that's one thing that I had to submit to pick that, you know, what's undone, you just do tomorrow and keep going. That's part of the homestead lifestyle. There's always going to be something to do. And so you have to relax and enjoy. And your boss a lot of times is the weather. And you don't want to try to work around it or work over it because it'll always win. But when it's time to work, you work.
That's right. That's right. Well, some of these agriculture pursuits, such as keeping dairy cows, will pretty much make you captive to the land. To take even a one-day vacation from a dairy farm means somebody needs to be there to milk the cows, doesn't it, Randy?
It does. And sports too. And that's one of the great things about living in an intentional neighborhood. You know, not everybody partnered with everyone, but it's like any other neighbor. You're going to gravitate people that are more like you and that are closer to you, and that y'all build a bond, and that allows you to say, hey, I'm going to go out of town for a few days. Would you guys watch my cows? And then they reciprocate. So there's all different types of ways. The co-op land is designed to where, you know, for example, not everyone likes to race because of the thought of it, but everybody likes beef. So it allows co-oping to go on for people to have the lifestyle that they want and at the same time still be able to homestead.
That's right. Well, Randy, I'd like to get updates on the community center, which is in process of being built. What's the current status of the community center, sir?
Well, we're doing a community meeting, not mistaken. I was just told about it last night because we let other people handle that. They're putting it together later this month. And then as a community, we're all going to sit down and see how quick we can get it done.
All right. Well, but the main structure.
The main structure is up. We're talking about the electric and the water and the plumbing to be able to go in and shatter insulation. And then we're going to get it to a point to where we can all start meeting and then start building out the insides.
All right, right. It sounds similar to my new radio studio that we're building for myself. We have main structures up. We're running electric right now. Plumbing is about to begin. And once you get to a certain point, it goes rather quickly, doesn't it?
It does, it does. But it's exciting to see growth, and it's exciting to see new things come up and new ideals and more every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Arkhaven is a special place, a unique place, and a fun place and a safe place, isn't it, Leah?
It is. It's a place. It's one of the beautiful places I think I've ever seen. I love the mountains. I mean, we've got a mountaintop there that's got like a 360 view that is just magnificent.
I've been there. I've been there, and it is breathtaking. Looking forward to the next visit down there, seeing the updates that have been taking place, see Arkhaven in the spring as opposed to the fall, and meeting folks that we didn't meet before. You know, it's a very dynamic, growing place for a family, isn't it, Leah?
It is. I mean, you've got Branson that's 35-40 minutes away. If you want to pay for a little vacation, and you can just drive there and come back during the next day, or you can come back same day. It's just a beautiful setup, I believe, because you've got the best of both worlds. You're able to homestead, you're a little more secluded, and you can be in the city where you can do just about anything with less than an hour.
That's right. Well, I lived in Metro St. Louis for much of my life, and getting from one part of Metro St. Louis to another is easily 35 minutes or so, and you haven't even left town. So these distances are very modest in terms of getting someplace that has the amenities you're looking for. Now, women and men are looking for different amenities, and the women are looking for a place to get their hair done, get their nails done, have some decent shopping, and they can do that, can't they, Liam?
Absolutely. You have, I believe, it's better than when I've been on vacation and had my nails done or whatever. They're just as good or better.
Absolutely. And the men will find the amenities you're looking for, a barbershop, hardware stores, places to get auto parts and truck parts. You know, all those things are not that far away, are they, Randy?
Not. In fact, I were in town today, and we were noticing all the auto parts stores, and we were talking about how Harrison is such an industrialized place for farms and for heavy equipment and for trucking, and it's just a great place to go. You're going to find whatever you need and then some.
Absolutely. Well, it's the best of both worlds. When you're at Arkhaven, walking down a trail, it's not much different than when the Civil War took place or when Davy Crockett went through there 200 years ago on one hand. On the other, You can have the modern amenities, electricity, internet, deliveries from Amazon. It's really the best of both worlds, isn't it, Randy?
It is. One of the things that I like so much, I remember as a young boy growing up and spending most of my time at my mother's homesteader as well, and how far away it seemed to go to anything that was modern, you know, and to come to a place like this and know it's just a hop, skip, and jump to get to whatever you need. It makes it more comfortable and more appeasable for people who are coming out of the cities.
That's right. That's right. Well, in 1971, the modern amenities we take for granted now did not exist. Internet did not exist at all. There was no such thing as Amazon. What's taken place the last couple of years makes having the best of both worlds truly possible and very economical also, doesn't it, Leah?
It really does. I'll tell you, Arkansas has some of the lowest land prices that you can find, and all of the things, I mean, I just think it's the best kept secret around.
Well, there are a number of reasons why, and I know it's pointless to be going into those reasons, but the bottom line is true, that real estate prices in much of Arkansas are very reasonable, and Arkansas promotes itself nationwide as a outdoor state where there's lots of outdoor activities. It doesn't, Randy?
Right from where we live, we're 30 to 45 minutes away from the Buffalo National Parks and the Buffalo River. You have all types of in Newton County, you have what they call the Arkansas Grand Canyon. So it's amazing all the different places to go. There's caving. If a person loves outdoors, they're going to love coming to Arkansas for trout fishing, for traditional bass fishing. We're surrounded by lakes and streams and brooks that really a home for all different types of wildlife, from elk. We're now up to, I've been told, to 16 elk on our property. I can't believe it, really.
Really?
The first two was salt almost 2 years ago, but they counted 16 yesterday. And I was shocked. You have to have a lot of land that's open land to be able to have elk live. But it's beautiful. You might see a bear. You might see a mountain lion every now and then, but they're always very elusive from humans. But the wildlife is beautiful. Right now, all the dogwoods are blooming, so you see the turkeys gobbling and mushrooms here on us. And so it's just an amazing place to come and see God's beautiful creation.
Absolutely. God's beautiful creation. That's a great description. Well, Leah, there's a number of homeschool families at Arkhaven, and they get together for group activities. The state of Arkansas makes the varsity sports available to the homeschool children. The homeschooling is taking on a whole new way of being conducted as opposed to the way it used to be, hasn't it, Leah?
There's quite a few families, and there are children that some of them that go locally around to school, private schools, little Christian schools, but the ones that are homeschooled, they seem to be doing extremely well, well-rounded children that are well-mannered and intelligent. I'm impressed with them.
That's right. That's right. It's since COVID, we had tens of thousands of families that they had to become homeschoolers. They had no choice. And that by itself changed a lot of things. Leah, the women at Arkhaven, they get together for various activities that ladies enjoy. And once again, participating is a matter of personal preference. A woman may want to be in one activity and not participate in another. And that's respected, and nobody thinks two things about which activities women participate in, do they, Leah?
No, we have open invitations. If you'd like to come, we're having a prayer meeting on this night, and if you can make it, we'd love to have it. So that's the way it goes, and whoever comes together and pray, or we get together and do ladies' luncheons. We have done walking these mountains, trying to have a conversation together. We're learning, trying to get ourselves in shape, because we know that, you know, this type of a lifestyle, you have to try to keep yourself in shape.
Absolutely. The number for Arc Haven is 833-275-4283. We'll be right back after the break.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Randy and Leah, this hour has flown by, as typically they do. And Arkhaven is ready and waiting for our new residents, isn't it, Randy?
It is. Yeah, we have everyone call. Land's going fast. A lot of people are booking their trips. And just call us and let's start the conversation and see if we can book you a trip here to see if this is something that God's calling you to.
Absolutely. And Leah, the Arkhaven community is always looking forward to new residents, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've had quite a few calls. It's getting to be when things are ramping up. So if you're interested, give us a call.
Absolutely. And that number is 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. 4283. And procrastination, Randy, is not going to get it done, is it?
It is not. No, don't put off the day. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. And so give us a call. Let's get it going. And time is short.
Absolutely. And we don't know how short, but we know it's short. Well, Randy and Lee, I want to thank you for being with us. We appreciate it, and we look forward to visiting with both of you next Friday.
All right. Thank you, John. We wish you
Thanks,
so much.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. All right. We've got top of the hour break coming back. Coming up, we'll be back with my doctor, Dr. Scott Huff, and we'll be talking about health-related matters. It's always fun to visit with Dr. Huff. He's a brilliant young man, really knows his stuff. And I'm so glad that I got to meet Dr. Huff and become a client of his. He's helped me in a number of ways, and it's very, very special to have a man with his brilliance to be able to help all of us. Third hour, we should have Maria Lassiter with us, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She's got a new book that's about to be released. I'm looking forward to reading her new book. And, of course, she is giving us updates on the dramatic increase in people dying as a consequence of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. That's what she does. Here's our break. Right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.